This is right time to ask this question, because everyone do not want to think about this, but I would still ask you, if you were given an opportunity, great opportunity, what is it that you would like to do in your lifetime? When you retire, you have a very ideal situation, not just this time. Would you travel to places you dream to go? Wow, traveling, this is not something you are not thinking this time, but you can still think about it, because this COVID-19 will pass. Yeah, we pray for that. So if you are thinking of going places, pray that God would bless you with sufficient retirement savings. Most often people would consider how they could relax and enjoy, right? Do you think about that? Relax a little bit. But did God design our life to be relaxing and just enjoying life? That's it. But whatever you do, whatever we do, pray for opportunity to store up for yourselves eternal treasures. Now, this one, another question. Do you agree? Do you believe that God is in control of your life? Think about that. It's not something that we are going to, di balik, nasa Diyos naman ang aking buhay. I will do whatever I want. No, it's not. We need to be wise too, right? To be wise is to be cautious too, right? Christ encouraged us in Matthew chapter 6, 20 to 21. You have read this before. Verse 20. Matthew 6, 20 to 21. Alright, let's read. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What is moth and vermin? Moth, you understand moth, right? Vermin, what is vermin? Vermin is anything that may destroy something. A thief can also be a vermin. A disease can also be a vermin. It is something na sisirain lahat ng pwedeng sirain. It could be bacteria or something, I don't know, but that is vermin. And even fire could be vermin too, or tornado or flood. But what does it mean? Anong pong ibig sabihin? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now, I heard that the young people were asking this question last Sunday. I was thinking that they were here, those who would like, but I hope that they would read it, read the explanation or listen to our website. But well, let's agree about treasure. Ano po yung treasure? Do you value your family? Do you value friendship? Do you value finances? Do you value health? Time? Career? And spiritual life? Now, which of those things would you consider as treasure? So the most valuable, the most precious, the most important things to you are your treasure. Next, what's biblical heart? Ano po yung biblical heart? The physical heart is the heart that beats, that pumps blood. That is the heart that we know. But biblical heart is the affect center of our being, the capacity of moral preference. When we decide on this and that, that is where it comes from. Volitional desire, or the resolve of choice, that is the heart of ours, at the center of our life. The desire producer, the thing that produces desire is our heart that makes us tick or motivated to behave. Why did you behave like that? It comes from the heart or desired decision that establishes who we really are, the center or the throne of our spiritual life. So you've heard like pray and accept Jesus in your heart. That is what we are talking about. It's the fountain or the seat of thoughts or passion, the desire, appetites, affection, or purpose, or endeavor flow from. Kung saan ang gagaling ang mga yan. That's the heart. So when it says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We treasure things we value. We treasure things we spend our precious time and passion. Now let's check our time and passion. Employees spend much time at workplaces. But the question is, are they passionate about their job? Now, you know, a person, when that person is not passionate about the job, is pagdating ng Monday, oh, it's Monday again. Pagdating ng Friday, ah, thanks God, it's Friday. Because they don't want to go to work. Their heart is not in their career. Their heart is not in their job. Now, for students, students spend time studying in school. But do you treasure your studies, students? Do you like studying? If you are more about grades, you like higher grades, you study hard, right? But for me, when I was studying seminary, grade, high grade or not, as long as I learned, that's my point. Because I love to learn. Now, what do you wish to do instead of working or studying? While at work, what is it that you were thinking? While in school, what is it that you were thinking? For parents, they plan for the benefits, the things that may benefit family. But singles could be serious about personal improvement, career improvement, or even retirement. Friends, do you value spiritual growth? Do you plan on something to have your faith active? Do you plan on attending prayer meeting or attending church, even if we are just a few? Oh, this is good. There is this suggestion that you should be sitting one seat apart. And no, it's not only one seat, one row apart. One row apart, you can sit one row apart. So you can choose the seat you want to sit to. It's okay, you can sit out there, you can sit anywhere. Because of the COVID-19, right? Now, when COVID-19 is gone, that's another thing. Material things will be destroyed eventually. Things that are temporal will be destroyed eventually. Even this physical life that we have, this physical body that we have, it will be destroyed eventually. It could be COVID-19 or accident or God will take our life when He wills. Eternal treasure cannot be destroyed because it's eternal. So aspire for them. Pray that you may be able to store up treasures for yourselves in heaven. But how can we store up for ourselves treasures in heaven without ignoring material things we need in life? While we do things, it is necessity to earn, right? To earn money. It is a necessity, right? Well, we can earn much and spend part of it righteously. So when you earn, so that you will also earn eternal treasure, let's read Malachi 3:10 says. Bring the whole tithes in the storehouses that there will be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord. See if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your field will not drop their fruit before it ripes, says the Lord. Now, COVID-19 is something that pest devouring the crops of those who are working. Giving God's tithe earns both spiritual and practical blessing. God promised overflowing blessing when we obey His instruction, and we still earn eternal treasure because we obey. How about our family? We value our family. The Lord decreed, the Lord has instructed how we may value our family, how to value family and still earn eternal treasure. The Bible says, husbands, love your wife. That's the Lord's instruction. Wife, what's the instruction for you? Submit to your husband. Children, what's the instruction for you? Honor your parents. Parents, what's the instruction for you? Teach your children biblically. How about grandparents? Grandparents, be good examples. Now, how about career? We value career. How can we earn eternal treasure while we value our career? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8 says, let's read. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. So when we work, even if masungit ang ating boss or we don't like our office mates, we serve wholeheartedly because we are thinking about our eternal treasure. Consider activities that we do ordinarily. These ordinary activities, they are avenues to store up for ourselves eternal treasures. We do not necessarily go to mission and just try to show ourselves as sacrificial lamb. No. Or go to the seminary for you to say, oh, I need to earn my eternal treasure. No. God has already situated us where we can earn our eternal treasure. So whatever situation that we have, we can earn eternal treasures. When by faith we behave according to the Lord's instruction, we store up for ourselves eternal treasures in heaven. But of course, we cannot behave unless we allow the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, to reign in our hearts, to prevail in our hearts, the center of our being. That's how righteous live by faith. We live by faith, by allowing the Lord Jesus to reign in our heart, to let His Spirit prevail in our hearts. In the eyes of God, nobody, no human, sinful human, can behave according to His decrees, can behave according to His instruction. The instruction that the Lord gave can only be obeyed when Christ helps us to behave righteously. So we cannot be on our own and behave righteously. When we rely upon our mindset, our inclination, we do not behave righteously. We behave in our sinful nature. We can be righteous only when we let Christ be the Lord of our life. And without Christ in our life, we follow the inclination of our sinful desire. And sinful desires prevail in our hearts. And we choose, when sinful desire prevails, we choose impure activities. The Lord knows that. So, after we are transformed into the image of Christ when we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, now our thinking is transformed. We still think, we still desire, and do essential things necessary to live in this world, but still pure in the eyes of God when Christ prevails in our hearts. Let's read again verse 24 and 25. Therefore, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their body with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worship and deserve created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Amen. Now the pronouns them and their and they that Apostle Paul used here pertains to anyone who has disregarded Christ as Lord, anyone who despised the Lord. And God allowed them to be controlled by their sinfulness. And when we accepted Christ as Lord, He transformed our desire. It's for us to desire purity when Christ is in control of our lives, heart and mind. We desire and we think of purity. We want our life to be purely righteous and godly, and we behave in godly manner. So when we see Christians say, oh, that Christian is not behaving as Christian, godly, perhaps at that time, at that moment, that person can be a Christian, but that person could be controlled by the sinful desire. And we sometimes experience that. We experience like when pride prevails, we think of something that is not impure. Now, sinful nature desires sexual impurity. And sexual impurity corrupts dignity. Sexual impurity brings shame to the body. The subsequent result of sinful desire is to be undignified. There's no dignity in sinfulness. But when we let Christ transforms us, empowers us to live by faith, we desire things that are purely righteous in the eyes of God. Now, when you sense that you are thinking of living purely in godly, praise God, because it's not the sinful desire prevailing in your heart, but instead the Spirit of Christ is active in your heart. And that should bring you praise, deep praise in your heart. And you may even want to express your praise in crying because you sense the presence of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Someone said, sin is like credit cards. Do you have credit cards? Now, think about this. Credit cards is good when it's used right. Sin is like credit cards because in credit cards, enjoy now, pay later. Yeah, you enjoy now, but pay later. You cannot go away with it. You cannot escape it. You need to pay it. But if you would not pay it, then something bad would happen to you. Truly, most sinful temptation entices us to enjoy a brief moment. Even when we know that the payment will be huge, we would like to have that. Like many people are hurt or even die because they want to have that selfie, going to the edge of something, that have selfie without thinking about the danger of taking selfie on this dangerous grounds. But they just like it. It's dangerous, but they just like it. They want to be seen, like standing at the edge of a cliff and then taking selfie, and like, or anything. Or we know that the effect of junk food. People say, you don't eat junk food, it will ruin your teeth, it will ruin your bones. But many times, go to our home, there are a lot of junk foods there. Ask Louis. Every night, almost, maybe every night, every Friday, you would eat junk food. But we still eat it. That's how sin is, temptation. We know the negative effect of junk foods, not sacred, but we are enticed to eat them. Now, the Lord Jesus says in Luke chapter 12, 29 to 31, let's read this. Do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things. And your Father knows that you need them, but seek His kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, food and drink, these are basic necessities. We need them. Basic necessities in this life. But worry triggers panic buying. Did you go panic buying? What did you buy? Buy sanitizer. Oh, I have sanitizer, see? Tissue. It's funny. On Thursday we need to go to the lawyer, and the lawyer said, they asked Maribel if she's coughing. Yes, she's coughing, and they advised us, take with you mask and gloves. So we have mask, and there have been masks at home. And gloves, I don't know where I put it, so I passed by Shoppers Drug Mart. And I asked the staff there, where can I find gloves here? Go and ask in the counter if they still have, and ask those in the pharmacy. And do you have gloves? No, it's gone, even alcohol. I'm not asking for alcohol. We have alcohol at home because I use it for myself, and walang gloves. And then I went to the store, kung saan mga gamit na naglilinis. I took some gloves there, yung panglinis na gloves. Those gloves, the lawyer did not say the surgical gloves. So this is gloves. I took some of it. They are disposable gloves. But Maribel did not use it. She forgot to use it. But that's how people have gone panic buying. Anyway, the Lord expects believer not to worry about basic things. Those are basic things. Because worry, He attributed worrisome as practices. He said, for the pagans, world run after all such things. The Lord is not talking about the food. He's not talking about what they eat or drink. He's talking about the worry. Eating junk food, taking selfies on dangerous grounds, and many other things that we ordinarily observe and pattern our life into, the Lord did not prevent them. He did not say, do not eat, do not drink. He didn't say that. Do not take selfie. He didn't say that. Do not eat junk food. He didn't say that. The attitude to necessities and other things should reflect purity of our thoughts in action. Christ instructed us not to pattern our lives into worrying about basic necessities, because it exhibits unbelief. When we worry, our faith is not active. So when there's worry, when you sense that worry in your heart, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit fill your heart instead of worry. The Lord Jesus contrasted worry of basic necessities to priority of seeking the kingdom of God. When you talk about the kingdom of God, the authority of God in our hearts. When Christ reigns in our hearts, that's the kingdom. The kingdom of God is in our hearts. kingdom pertains to the authority of God. So worry of basic necessities shows priority of material things. So when we worry about things, like worry about the COVID-19, we prioritize our health, right? We prioritize our health because we worry about that. It may affect us. But it also exhibits no faith of what God can do when we worry. In contrast, to seek God's kingdom is for God to reign and rule our life. This is a practice of faith that pleases God, pleases Him. Now, I'm not saying that we just be not cautious. This is one thing. You do what the expert says, how to prepare yourselves, how to be cautious against this COVID-19. You did everything you can, then leave it there. You did everything. And don't worry about that anymore. But if you still worry, then ask the Lord to increase your faith. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom too, how to be more cautious. Christ is God's wisdom, the power of God. If Christ is in our hearts, then we have wisdom. If we have that wisdom, then use that wisdom. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, let's read this together. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists. The Lord rewards when we let Christ reign in our heart. Ignoring Him has penalty, because it shows unbelief. Now, verse 26 and 27, let's read this together. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men who also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. There is great distinction between believing the Lord and ignoring Him. The behavior of genuine believer is to seek the desire of God. In contrast, the behavior of those who ignore Him is to satisfy the desire of the self. Now think about that. What is the desire of the self? It's more about, of course, selfishness, right? The Lord has designed sexual relation, especially for husband and wife. It says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 to 24, let's read this together. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she has taken out of a man. That is why man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." Genuine believers of Christ adhere to biblical definition of husband and wife. We should not conform to the pattern of this world. Interpretation of God's words exhibit faith in the Lord. Whatever, however you interpret the Bible, it shows the level of your faith, how much you believe God. When Christ transforms our mind into the mindset of Christ, we seek the will of God. It says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, let's read together. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is good and pleasing and perfect will. In this time of COVID-19, what is the pattern of the world? The pattern of the world is to worry. That is the pattern that we are seeking now. There is the pattern of the world that we can see. There is panic buying. Now, if you sense those things at this time, I pray that you would continue to ask the Lord, Lord, increase my faith in you and trust you. Somebody was so clever, smart in his way, he thinks. And in January, when he heard about this COVID-19 pandemic, it was not yet announced in the United States. He kept on ordering bulks, crates by crates of sanitizer and those things that they need. And now he's not, at first he was able to sell them at much higher prices on Amazon or something online, but the Amazon has already stopped things. They just didn't allow those things. And now 7,000 pieces of like sanitizer sitting in his house. I don't know, but that's how, I don't know if he was able to get the money he bought for those things. Well, in contrast, the will of God is pleasant. The will of God is delightful. Why is it? Why is it the will of God is pleasant and delightful? God is good. God is perfect. His will is good. His will is perfect. And has eternal effect, temporal effect included. When we obey God's will, we accumulate eternal treasures for ourselves. Now, have you heard about the name Harvey Weinstein? Weinstein. He is a powerful American film producer, and accordingly was convicted of sexual offense and was sentenced to 23 years in prison. Mr. Weinstein, according to one lawyer, cannot walk outside without being heckled. He has lost his means to earn a living, simply put. His fall from grace has been historic, perhaps unmatched in the age of social media, one lawyer said. That's a waste of life. Film industry is very influential in many aspects of life. A lifestyle of popular actor could influence the lifestyle of fanatic audience and believer. Believers should be very careful of what movie or TV shows to watch. Now, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 to 20, let's read this together. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body. But whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Now, think about that. Even if this is the only thing that you can remember in this sermon, that you are not your own when you accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. You were bought at a price, so that we will honor God with our bodies. Most often, believers and potential believers, we are scared. How many of you are scared of COVID-19? It's normal if you're scared. That's natural, all right? Don't pretend that you are not scared. If you are scared, it's natural. It's the natural tendency of human to be scared. And authorities advise concerned citizens to take careful precautions. Take careful precaution, okay? There are many islands or many provinces in the Philippines that they just close their provinces. Nobody can enter. Nobody would go out. And others have anticipated the worst scenario. They bought things they need for them to be isolated. You want to be isolated. Avoid going to crowd places. Now, when you panic buying, you are going to crowded places because everyone is panic buying, right? You know, those people who panicky, but, oh, see, the effect of bat, is to panicky buying. Those who don't understand panicky, then tell your friends what panicky in the Philippines is. Avoid crowded places where virus carriers may be present. Now, I just read recently, yesterday, for people who have symptoms of COVID-19, don't be scared of them. Because you know, he's coughing. You can easily step away from that person, right? But be scared for those without symptoms, because they might be carrying the virus. They might be. And the virus did not just occur in their life just yet, but they might be carrying. So it's not because that person is not coughing, that person is not sneezing, or that person is not without fever or have this short breath. You think that this person is healthy now. So be wise, be careful. But if you have done everything to be wise, to be careful, and still anything happens, pray that God's will be done in your life. So to be scared of deadly virus, this should remind us to have careful precaution against spiritual virus of sinfulness. These are reminders for us. If we are scared to die in this physical death, be more scared of dying eternally. Just as we practice cleanliness to avoid virus infection, well, if you go around, Sister Ayan had posted something that may help you have an idea, a good idea, on how you will wash your hand. Now, you can wash your hand up to 20 seconds. May nagsabi na you can sing while sing. How many seconds is O Canada? Now, I guess it's less than 1 minute. If you don't know O Canada, then sing Bayang Magilis. Or whatever you want to sing. It helps you to sing. You might discover yourself that you have good voice while washing your hands. So sing while washing your hands. So it's not bad anyway, right? It's good. So just as we practice cleanliness to avoid virus infection, we've got to practice spiritual carefulness and cleanliness. Let's read again verse 28 to 32. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decrees that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. This is one good idea. Now, when the government, when medical experts said, look at people if they have, if they are coughing, if they are sneezing, or they are have fever, they might have the symptom of COVID-19. And now, they did not say, just you need to look at this, all three or all or five symptoms, just one, right? It could be, it probably. In this, sometimes when we think, oh, I am a gossip, okay, I am, but I'm not a murderer. We used to think about that. Well, sometimes I envy, but I am not a God hater. I may be arrogant at times, but I obey my parents. And what was that? Disturbance. Somebody's texting me. Tinatanong siguro kung never mind. I'm sorry for that. But think about that. If we are very serious of our physical health because of this COVID-19, think of these symptoms of, how do you call that, spiritual infected disease, spiritually infected sinfulness. How can we know? How can we know that we value our knowledge of God? I know God, but how do you know that you value your knowledge of God? We obey the Lord. We obey the Lord's instruction. That's how we value. We sense, like, instead of wickedness, our thought is filled with things that are acceptable to God. Now, we are thinking about something, are tempted to go panic buying, worry, then ask for forgiveness because the sinfulness is prevailing. We sense the contentment in life despite of a scary, deadly virus. Are you contented with your life, even as you are scared? We would rather talk about the Lord's grace instead of in this love, rather than talking about others' mistake or misfortune. Now I'm talking about others' mistake. But this is teaching, right? I'm not trying to gossip about panic buying. I'm just citing examples. Interestingly, here, verse 30. Disobedience to parents is relative to fidelity, love, and mercy. Look at that. In the original manuscript, there are no comma, there are no period. Everything is connected with each other. It says there, verse 30, slanderers, God eater, insolent, arrogant, and boastful, they invent doing evil. Doing evil is relative to disobey parents. They disobey their parents. Disobey parents relative to no understanding. When you disobey your parents, children, it says you have no understanding, even if you think you are wise. Even if you have IQ, if your IQ is very high. The Bible says, I'm not the one saying. The Word of God says, they disobey their parents, they have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Think about that. So when we are tempted to disobey, ask the Lord, Lord, give me understanding that I may understand that it favors me when I obey my parents. It favors me when I respect my parents. We sense contentment in life despite of the scary deadly virus. All righteous behavior are God-inspired lifestyle of all who believe God. Now, how should we behave as believers of God? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, some of you have posted this in your Facebook. Let's rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. In the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So think about that. If there is this anxiety in the heart, you are anxious about COVID-19, the peace of God is not prevailing. So keep on asking, Lord, let your peace prevail in my heart. It says that, rejoice in the Lord always. What is always? All the time. Don't be anxious about anything. What are you anxious of? Now the government declared, let me read this. You can go to Winnipeg, that's a emergency web, COVID-19. Yes, Winnipeg.ca, then type COVID-19 and you will read these precautions. Or Brother Dave will give more about this later, but I will just read this. I copy-pasted from the website. The health and safety and well-being of our employees and maintaining essential services to residents are our top priorities, the government declared. We will continue to monitor this situation in our approach with health officials. You are reminded to exercise precaution to protect against the spread of illness. Everyone should practice good hand washing, hygiene, and wash your hands at least 20 seconds and dry them thoroughly. If you are unable to wash your hand, use alcohol-based hand cleanser. Cover your mouth and nose with tissue when you cough or sneezing, or cough and sneeze in your sleeves. If you don't have sleeves because you're in a t-shirt, how would you do that? Use tissues in the garbage and immediately wash your hands and use an alcohol based, so you need to be sitting near a fountain or something where you can wash immediately your hand or run, right? Use alcohol based hand cleanser. Avoid touching the eyes. How would you scratch your eyes when it's itchy? Kuha kayo yung pangkukot-kod ng sa, ano, sa likod. Yun yung pangkukot. I don't know how you would do that, but ask God for wisdom. Avoid touching the eyes, nose, and mouth. Avoid close contact within 2 meters. What is 2 meters? From here until there. Maybe the regular 3 steps. Regular 3 step is about of big steps. My steps is about 75.75 meters, so that's how long. So about 3 steps, maybe, probably that's 2 meters. Avoid close contact within 2 meters with anyone showing symptoms or respiratory illness, such as coughing or sneezing. If you are unwell, if you are not well, feel that you are sickly, stay home. That's the advice. The effect of pandemic COVID-19 has sparked worries to many individuals, millions of people. And companies are closing, churches are closing temporarily, and workers are worried of their benefits. Will I be paid? Will I receive the salary? The government is doing something. Now you can apply for EI, I think. I don't know, but accordingly, the government will compensate those who will not be able to work because of this. So as believers of Christ, if you will not be earning in the next few weeks or even months because of this, how could you rejoice always? How would you rejoice? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18 says, let's read this. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, that's very tough, right? It's easy when you're healthy to say that, but when you're scared of COVID-19, can you give thanks? It says all circumstances. It's not on good circumstances. It's even in bad circumstances. Give thanks. I believe this is also God's will to remind us, if we are scared of physically infected with virus, be more scared of being infected with sinful virus. Always, in all circumstances, when we are placed in good, whether we are placed in good or bad situation, it is God's will for us in Christ Jesus, and we can rejoice. Hi, why, how? How can we rejoice when there's this pandemic? Sure, we don't force the issue of rejoicing. Instead, we seek Christ to bear fruit of joy and peace in our life. Why do we need that joy? So that we can rejoice always. Why do we need that peace? So that we will be calm and not panic buying. All right? That peace, when it prevails in our hearts, you're not worried. Ask yourself, are you worried? If you have that peace overwhelming, praise God, because it's the Holy Spirit prevailing in your life. But if there's this a little doubt, a little bit of worry in your heart, don't pretend that you don't worry. Trying to stay strong. I want to stay strong. I want to prove, especially if you are a father or mother, you want to stay strong so that your children would not panic. We are tempted to do that, parents. But no, if you sense that, you do not need to show that you are worried, but pray. Lord, take this worry away. Instead, fill me with your joy, with your Holy Spirit, with peace. When the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, is in control of our life, we don't panic buying, because we sense that joy, we sense that peace in our hearts. So what should be our thought? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9. Let's read this together. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. The God of peace will be with you. So, is it true that there's COVID-19? Yes. You can think about that. Is it noble to worry about COVID-19? No, it's not. What is right? You need to be precautious. You have to be cautious to abide with the regulation of the government. We don't disobey the government. Instead, whatever is necessary to be done to keep us healthy, we do that because it's right? Keep praying that God's joy and peace would manifest in your life in this time of pandemic scare. Everyone is scared, but if you have that peace, and you can still smile and rejoice and praise God, then praise God, because it's the Holy Spirit prevailing in your life. And your faith in Christ would grow stronger so that you would praise Him in this life, on earth, and in heaven forever. Shall we stand up? And let's bow down our heads. Ask yourself, sense yourself, am I scared of COVID-19? Do I feel like I'm panicking? Then ask the Lord for forgiveness. Lord, forgive me that this fear and worry keep on revealing in my heart and mind. Take them away instead. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let your joy and peace prevail in my heart and my mind. Keep on praying, keep on asking. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to trust Him. Whatever happens is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.